Elvis Presley, the man, his life, and his music. You know, one really can't do a show about Elvis Presley and his life without dealing with the Colonel. Colonel Tom Parker, the well-known manager behind the Elvis phenomenon. 10 years after Elvis's death, Colonel Parker made a rare appearance on the Ted Koppel Nightline news program. Koppel asked him straightforward the question about who was the most important in the success of Elvis Presley, Elvis or the Colonel? And the answer was candid and humble.
I think mine was the least part.
But explain it to me. What was it? What did you do for him to help bring him to the public's attention?
I did all the promotion, the outdoor advertising, and he did the show on the stage, and the fans made it possible. You could promote all you want to, but if the people don't want to buy a ticket, it doesn't help. So I did my part, Elvis did his show, and we were lucky. Great talent, and we had a great show.
Colonel Parker was aware that a lot of people seemed to think that he was the one making Elvis do all of the B-movie sort of things in Hollywood, and that Elvis really didn't have much input into his own career. However, in the Nightline interview 10 years after Elvis's death with Ted Koppel, Parker disputed that.
I didn't know what he knew all of it, but he knew that he could do whatever he wanted to, and nobody told Elvis Presley what to do, because he was a very strong person. And we had a great relationship, but I took care of mine, he took care of his, and he didn't let anybody tell him what to do.
Yeah.
Ted, as long as I was with Elvis Presley, I never was involved with what songs he was going to record. Very seldom I was ever in the studio. He picked his own songs with the songwriters, whatever they were, and I was never. He never asked me, should I do this or that? It was up to him. He liked it that way. The only song that I was able to have him record, because I thought it was good for him, was Are You Lonesome Tonight. That's the only one.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came Act Two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down.
Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lovesome tonight?
Colonel Parker was right. Elvis Presley did record that song in 1960, right after he got out of the Army, as a favor to Colonel Tom Parker. Colonel Tom Parker asked him to record it because it was Parker's wife's favorite song, or one of her favorites, and she thought Elvis could do a great job, and he did. It reached number one right away and was a favorite over the years, even though it's questionable whether or not Elvis really liked the song. He made fun of it in many concerts. Colonel Parker had an interesting answer to one of the questions Ted Koppel asked him on that famous Nightline interview 10 years after the death of Elvis Presley. And that was simply, why was Elvis still so popular?
Well, I don't think I can explain it, Ted. It's been 10 years since Elvis passed away. When he passed away, I was on tour. I had to stay behind, close out all the tours. But I've been for 10 years doing nothing except consulting work and working on keeping Elvis's name in the limelight with the fans, because they're devoted. I've talked to over 1,000 in the last 4 days here. I did interviews, and it's unexplainable. They say anybody else could have done it. Perhaps so, but I was happened to be the one that was with him. He did his part. I did mine, and there is no answer for that.
The colonel had a checkered past, and in fact, his first 18 years were a complete mystery until one day, a group of people in the Netherlands recognized him. He was standing next to Elvis Presley. This group of people, his immediate family. Later, in 1982, it was confirmed that indeed Colonel Parker was from the Netherlands. He pleaded that in a case in court. It turns out he was born in Breda, the Netherlands, June 28, 1909. He died in Las Vegas, Nevada, January 21st, 1997. It is known that he came to the U.S. around the age of 18 when he joined the United States Army. And after service, he had various jobs, including operating a pet cemetery in Tampa, Florida. It's well known that he was active in circus sideshows as well. Colonel Parker seemed to delight in telling stories that really weren't true and were pretty far out. But if he could convince people they were real, he was a happy man. For instance, the story about the dancing chickens, that he made a living with the dancing chicken sideshow. It was only a hot plate underneath the platform where the chickens were standing. He would turn on the music and up the heat on the hot plate, and they would dance. Well, it was a great story, but it never happened. Many of the Elvis men who hung around Elvis had to work with the colonel. And the colonel was notorious in pulling their legs and making them do things they didn't want to do. But yet, they all seemed to admire him.
They see each other on business. Colonel does what he wants to do. Elvis does what he wants to do. They never second-guess each other. Respect each other quite a bit, and they're very good friends and will always be. And that's why their association, to me, has worked out so long. If Elvis wants to do anything in the world, buy anything, sell anything, it's okay with Colonel Parker. Whatever Colonel wants to do, it's fine with Elvis. First time I met the Colonel, he scared me. He's the type of guy, if he's sitting in a room and you go up and say, "Good morning, Colonel Parker, how are you?" He won't even look at you. If there's anybody around. Then a few minutes later, he'll come over and he'll say, "How'd you like that? Did I work a snow job on that guy? He thinks I'm mad at all y'all." He'd do stuff like that all the time. We never could understand why.
He tried to hypnotize me in Hollywood. He said all these various things to me, and he did make me feel strange, I'll have to admit. And he said, "Now, if you remember, the colonel will give you $100 when you wake up," and so forth and so on, this, that, and the other. And about an hour or so later, he snapped his finger, and he asked me, "Did I remember?" And I said, "Yeah," and he gave me $100. The colonel said to me, "Gordon, come here just a moment." He said, you keep these cigars in your coat, and when I need a cigar, you run and give me one." Now, why he didn't meet, but he said, if you'll do this, I'll do some little something for you. I forgot what it was, or he'd give me something, or some, you know, get us on some show, or some something that the quartet wanted to do. And really, I didn't particularly like, I didn't want to do it, to tell you the truth. He knew I didn't want to do it, is the reason he said it to me. He got a big charge.
After Elvis passed away, the colonel continued working for Elvis, and he also took a job as an entertainment consultant for Baron Hilton of the Hilton Hotel chain. Bruce Banky, who was the PR director at the Las Vegas Hilton when Elvis was there, told me once in an interview that Colonel Tom Parker was phenomenal. He would know all of the grosses of all the entertainers, what they did at the gate, wherever they played the previous week in concert. Show business, indeed, was the Colonel's life. It was generally accepted that Elvis became a Las Vegas star because of the insistence of the Colonel. The Colonel had it all figured out, and it was right. All of those Elvis fans who grew up with him in the 50s and 60s now had accumulated some cash, and most were pretty successful in the business world. So not only did they fill up the showroom, but they filled up the casinos, not only at the Hilton, but at many other places up and down the strip.
Well, 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 well. What? I love you anyway. I mean, I haven't even got started yet, man. What was that? Honey, wait a minute. I can't do all the stuff they want, you know. Love you tender, give you a scarf and everything. What is that, honey? Orchid? Okay. You want the blue one? You got it, honey. Just ask me. But not free. Come here, child. Okay. No, I'll make the round. Just give me a little time.
Sure.
Thank you. It's your birthday? Happy birthday.
Give me a scarf.
Okay. Just stay right there. I'll be right back. Okay. She wants a scarf for her birthday. Now, wait a minute. Okay. Happy birthday. Where's Granny? Okay, Granny, hang in there. I'll be okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. I'll get you in a minute. Now, don't go completely crazy on me. I'll get around to you. Hello, sweetheart. Is that your mother? No, but I'll take her. She's here. What, honey? You drove 10,000 miles. Where'd you come from? If you drove 10,000 miles? Oh, I see. England, right?
As you can hear from this recording of a concert, one of the shows, a late night show, as a matter of fact, at the Hilton, a couple of years before Elvis's death, Elvis enjoyed playing with the crowd. And the crowd enjoyed playing with Elvis. Especially
yes,
if they got a birthday kiss.
Come home till late at night. So bye, 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 baby. Girl, I won't be coming no more. Goodbye, darling. Down the road I go.
Elvis Presley was an entertainer for only about 25 years, but he is still remembered. This has been another of the series, Elvis, the Man, His Life and His Music, 2010. Jane Swartley is our web producer. I'm Jerry Pippen.